A long time ago, when I lived in Auckland, I had a neighbour whose husband had simply vanished. She told me the story that he went out to put the milk bottles out one night and never came back. There was no foul play as far as she knew, but he never contacted her again. It was the last she or her children ever saw of him. How would it be possible to be married to somebody, have children with them, live closely with them, and not have any idea that they would one day walk out on you with never a backward glance? Well, the encounter I'm going to tell you about this evening showed me exactly how that can happen. I have to give you a little bit of a background first. I was about 35, being a solo parent to my daughter, who was about 3 or 4 at the time, and she went to stay with a friend overnight. So I thought, woohoo, big night out for the single mother. So I went to my local, and as soon as I went in, I noticed a Korean guy there, very handsome, very erect posture, and I thought, that's interesting. I'm sure I've seen him somewhere before. So I went over to him and introduced myself, and I said, look, I don't think I've actually met you before, but you look really familiar. And he said, you've probably seen me on TV. And I thought he was kidding, but it turns out that, in fact, I had seen him on TV. He had been in an episode of Fair Go as one of the good guys that they were helping solve a dispute. And then he said, but you'll soon see me in a movie. And I said, oh, yeah, sure. He said, but it turned out that he was in Auckland. He lived in Christchurch, but he was in Auckland shooting a movie with Walt Disney, and his role was as a taekwondo master, which wasn't too much of a stretch because that's exactly what he was in real life. So long story short, I spent the evening at one of the best hotels in Auckland, courtesy of Walt Disney. Thanks, Walt. And we went on to have a relationship. So the relationship was about 5 years old, and he had told me about this dream that he'd always had, which seemed to me a bit mad, that he wanted to be the coach of a taekwondo team and he would take them to the Seoul Olympics. And I thought, how the heck is he going to do that? His grasp of English was quite rocky. But lo and behold, he managed to talk a small Muslim nation that had no history of taekwondo into appointing him as their national taekwondo coach. So he duly went to the small Muslim country, which will remain unnamed, as will the hero of the story. The plan was that I would join him with my daughter as his fiancée, because that's the only way they would let infidels into the country on a visa and let them cohabit. Maybe the next weekend after his departure, there was a story about him in the Sunday Star Times, and it mentioned me as his fiancée. A couple of days later, my phone rang. Can you hear the sound of an encounter about to happen? And it was a woman who said, introduced herself, and she said, I saw the article in the paper. I'm just wondering how long you've known him. And I said, ooh, about 5 years. And she said, that's funny, because I've been going out with him for 3. Well, I was pretty shocked, as you can imagine. He'd been such a lovely, generous, kind person. He'd been lovely with my daughter. And because her father's Korean, it was so nice for me to see them together. Anyway, she invited me over to her place to talk it over. So I drove over to the North Shore in a highly anxious state, and she met me at the door with the biggest joint you've ever seen and eyes as big as mill ponds, and she wanted me to have a smoke too so we could really talk about things. I said, no, I'm too upset already. Anyway, we talked, and it was clear to me that, in fact, she had been having a relationship with him. I still wanted proof, though, so she went off and she brought out clothes of his that I recognised. She brought out a belt that I'd given him for his birthday and a whole stack of photographs that showed the pair of them grinning like maniacs in social settings with friends of his. And I could have produced a set of photographs just like those with me and him in a social setting grinning like maniacs with his friends too. So they had kept mum about the whole thing as well. So this encounter actually, you know, broke my heart, but luckily it didn't break my trust in human beings. But it certainly answered the question, how could you live with someone or know them really well, think you're in an exclusive relationship with them, and they could still, without you realising it or having any hint, walk to put the milk bottles out and never come back, or have an exclusive, close relationship with you while also having one with someone who lived on the North Shore. That's my encounter.